I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Playing hockey is dangerous. We know that. But as with most things, if you want to know just how dangerous ice hockey is, just follow the money, which is what some researchers did for an article just published in the British Medical Journal's publication, Injury Prevention. They found that injuries cost the National Hockey League nearly $218 million each season. Michael Cusimano is a neurosurgeon at Toronto's St. Michael's Hospital and the lead author of the report. How'd you come up with $218 million as a cost of hockey injuries, Dr. Cusimano?
We actually looked over 3 years, and that's an average cost over the 3 years. And we looked at each of the 1,307 NHL players who played during the 2009-10, 10-11, and 11-12 seasons. And we looked at any one of them that had missed at least one game due to a hockey-related injury and came up with a cost of what they were actually being paid, but they weren't actually providing the service.
What did you find to be the most costly injuries?
The most costly type of injury in terms of all injuries are actually injuries to the leg or foot that account for about 30% of the total cost. But if you look at an individual injury and say, well, what kind of injury? Is it a broken leg or a concussion? What's the most costly type of injury? It's clear that the concussion is the most costly type of injury at about almost $400,000.
Now, this is going to be big news in Canada and the U.S., and we should say that we reached out to the NHL for comment, but as of airtime, we haven't heard back from them. I'm curious, though, in other countries like Russia and places in Eastern Europe where ice hockey is big, is physical health on the ice a concern?
I think it's a concern wherever hockey is played, and not only at the professional elite levels, but this boils down to children and youth, because the children and youth basically copy what they see going on in the NHL. And this is a real concern because in the NHL, in this three-year period, we had 323 concussions. But if you think of the number of kids playing hockey in all those countries, it runs into the hundreds of thousands that are suffering concussions. So we think this has applicability in Europe, really anywhere where hockey is being played. And we haven't touched on things like lost earning potentials and things like that. So if a child, say, sustains multiple concussions when they're 15, that may change their ultimate life course and their ultimate earning potential in a career. We've just tried to touch the bare bones costs here, but to get people to start a conversation about the effects of concussions and what we can do to prevent all injuries in hockey, but really this conversation should go on in all sports.
And if you continue to extrapolate the numbers, who pays the price for this $218 million per year?
Well, it's clear this is what people would say, quotes, a cost of doing business. And so like any other business, that cost gets transferred down to the consumer, which in this case would be the fans who they might notice it in the ticket prices. They might notice it when they want to go buy a hot dog and a drink for their kid at the arena. They might notice the exorbitant cost to buy a jersey or a cap. So the costs are clearly just being transferred down to the consumer, and they're incorporated in the whole cost of the product.
Michael Cusimano is a neurosurgeon at Toronto's St. Michael's Hospital. His report on the cost of hockey injuries is in Injury Prevention, a publication of the British Medical Journal. It's out this week. Dr. Cusimano, thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Marco.